Okay. All right. Greetings, greetings, greetings in the name of the Most High. Just got to do a really quick thing with you guys. Just on the way to something else, and something's kind of churning inside, so got to get these out when and where we can, because there's a lot that we need to do in taking responsibility and moving forward as humanity. Okay, I want to talk about one thing quickly, because there's an important principle that is very important for all of us to understand in order to transition. And I want to talk about the blame game. Okay? I'm just going to call it the blame game. So there's plenty of ills that are going on around us in society and in the world that we find ourselves in. There's plenty of ills, there's plenty of problems, there's plenty of things, of injustices. Okay? You see that around you, and we can go down the list. Take your pick. All right? Of whether it's issues between races, between genders, between socioeconomic status, between nation states, whatever, between rival football leagues. Okay, there's plenty of issues between and around us in our society, injustices in our society. We see that because of, and a lot of those have to do also with systems that are designed a certain way, that create and perpetuate the problems, but injustices. Okay, so now, with the things that we see, here's one of it's a trap, and I want you to understand the trap of it. The trap is the blame game, which is where you see and know that something's wrong, something's off, right? Okay, well, why is it wrong? Why is it off? And, the blame falls on such and such. This group of people, this person, this decision maker, this politician, whatever. Now, here's the thing. You can spend, you can, whether you're right or whether you're wrong in the blame game, you can spend your whole life there. A lot of people do. They spend their entire life in the blame game with, this is the reason that my life or my experience in humanity is such and such a way. And you know what? You could be very right. You could be right. But here's the problem. The whole time you are in the blame game, you're still not taking any steps forward positively for your life experience, for humanity, for whatever it is that needs to take place here on the earth. You can spend 100 years crying for the things that have happened here. You could, your whole lifetime, you could spend just in tears for all the injustices, all the things, and you just peel back one layer and you go into the next one, and it's just a whole another level of horror. And you got a lot of people to blame and a lot of people to get mad at in that process. But here's the thing. You don't want to stay in that place, and you don't want to be caught into that game, because here's part of what that game is used for. So divide and control is very real. There's plenty more people talking about it these days. I mean, just because part of my life has been in former colonized countries, it was a very, very deliberate practice divide and conquer, divide and rule, divide and control. Because it worked. It worked. You could take a much stronger population than you, a much more capable group, and if you got them divided, you didn't need to put too much resource towards controlling them and conquering them, because they were fighting themselves. Simple. So if you spend all of your time in divisions, in groups, in factions, in split apart, what happens, and now you against them, hooray for our side. The right arm is against the left arm. Okay, you know, the two arms are fighting. Now the right arm cuts off the left arm. Oh, okay, we've cut off the left arm. Now what? Okay, you won. Woo! But yeah, you have half an arm now. So, there are things that need to be addressed, yes. But I'm saying, look at our stance. What positive step are you going to take today to see the future that you want to have tomorrow for you, for your children, for the world around you? What thing are you going to do now, that action that contributes to that? What one thing this day will you do that will contribute to that? Going on social media doesn't contribute to that. Going and you know, there's a lot of things we do that don't contribute to anything positive for the world that you want to see. You know, I recently had a chat with a very nice Muslim gentleman while I was just out and about walking my dog, and you know, we just talked about some of the historical things that have happened in the country of Sri Lanka, for example. And you know, there's a lot of bad stuff that's happened. But my question with him was, okay, what good thing will you do this day? What action will you take this day that will contribute to the world that you want to see? Because if you're still waiting for everybody else to catch up to speed, if you're still waiting for everybody else to come along, for people to understand things, for people to understand your point of view, if you're still waiting for all that, listen, you might wait your entire life. And that is part of the trap too, the weight clubs. They are absolutely traps. You can wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and you're still waiting. What will you do? What action will you take that's going to be positive? Now listen. If you were in an evil think tank, and you wanted to keep people paralyzed while you destroyed the world that they lived in, well, one way to do that is to have a certain set of communication that acknowledges some of these terrible things. Yes, this terrible thing has happened. And at the same time, say, but you know what? We got this, and you know, so you just wait. You just watch. You just enjoy the show. Listen, what thing are you? You're not a passive actor here. You're not an actor. This is your life. This is your experience. Your destiny is not to be here and watch everything. If that was the thing, just to be here and to watch, you didn't have to come into this life and to be in this place. You didn't come here to watch. You didn't come here for voyeurism. You came here to engage. So many people have been kept away from their power, kept away from their ability to create, kept away from their their who they are as human, minimized who they are as human, and told to look for something external to come and fix everything. Just wait for it. And these guys over here are your problem. These guys over there are your problem. You know what? Probably. Probably. That said, what actions are you going to take to make the world that you want? Because you know what? Whatever evil people that you highlight that are doing evil and horrible things, they're probably taking actions this day to make the evil world that they want. They're very busy doing all of those things. They're very busy manipulating financial systems to make sure that they siphon off value and you don't see and you don't understand. They're very busy polluting your environment and trying to make a lifetime customer for themselves in medicine, quote unquote, that doesn't heal, that doesn't make people any better. You know, you gotta, they're messing with genomes, screwing around with genetics, invading countries, destroying people's lives. Yes, there's evil people, and you know what? They're very active in doing and working towards creating horrible things. You, my friends, are on the side of light and truth. And you have the greater power. Listen, you can take all the darkness, you bring a little bit of light in there, the light always cuts through the darkness. So, the power is with you. The power is in you. As you act, and this is a very important principle, as you take a step towards what you believe and what you know to be right and true, and what you know will be manifest, as you act, everything will open up for the manifestation of what you know within to be true, what you believe, your faith. As you act, as you move, as you take action. And if you don't, if you just sit there passively, you're just going to continue to watch. And the blame game, you can spend your entire life in that. And there's a lot of people you can spend your whole life blaming. But you know what? It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve humanity. It doesn't serve anyone, really. If you need to spend a little time and do an assessment, boom, 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 okay. But then carry on. Don't spend your life there. All right? Okay. All right. Just a quick one. Love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. All right. Appreciate you all. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you again soon. Bye.